Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. It's a blessing to be with you this morning, not just those of you who are here in the sanctuary, but those of you who are tuning in on iChurch that is streaming in English and in Spanish. If this ministry has been a blessing to you and you're on iChurch, please, there should be some information how to contact us to the top right of your screen. Please let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Also, for those here in the sanctuary, if you need a Bible, there are Bibles available if you don't have your own. I encourage every one of you to be able to turn to the scriptures for yourself. I don't want this to be a session where you say that Pastor Tom said. It's not about what Pastor Tom said. It's about what the word says. And this is an opportunity for you to see it for yourself. Even those of you that are tuning in online, look up the scripture for yourself. Hallelujah. So let's go to Acts, the 29th chapter, the first verse. And it says, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, we use the Hebrew names here, Shaul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? I pause. This was a time where the Holy Spirit had now been proliferated throughout the land and it was propagating. People were having so-called church. He was connecting with other believers. And so Paul, having been in this particular area, right? This is after Acts. This is after the second chapter of Acts, which is a glorious story. I will be dealing with that within the next 2 weeks. We're not accessing our power that was given to us when Yeshua said, I'm leaving, but I'm going to send the Comforter. And he is going to teach you all things. He's going to do all these things, and you're going to receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, is come upon you. Meaning that we were not going to be able to be effective without this power. Now, you can do some stuff, right? You can be a nice person. You can go feed the homeless. You can go minister to the sick. But if you don't got the Holy Ghost, you're not going to be effective in the things that you should be doing for the kingdom. You're not going to have that power. Who wants power? Oh, that's so encouraging. Who wants Holy Ghost power? Holy Ghost. Is that going to be interpreted? You know, there's power in the world that people are trying to get. We're not trying to access that. We're trying to access the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The whole thing was that he wanted everyone to have this Holy Spirit. Everyone that would believe on him to have it. And so this is a beautiful thing, is that he's connecting with people that still don't have it yet. Right? But I got to encourage people here. Just when you have the Holy Ghost, it doesn't mean that you don't talk to people that don't have it. Come on. That you got something that makes you better than everybody else. So therefore, anybody that doesn't have it, you're like, I can't deal with that. You gotta salt them up. You have to tell them about what? The Holy Ghost. There are churches that teach you don't have to have it. Then that's not church. That's not scripture. Church is supposed to be where the Spirit of Yahweh is dwelling and moving and operating and speaking and doing and performing and manifesting. Anything other than that is a funeral home. Straight up. I'm being transparent. Anything other than that, if you don't have the Holy Ghost in your church, in your life, then it's a funeral home. Because there ain't nothing but dead works going on. That old pastor, it's not about me, it's what the word said. We found in scripture, he that hath not the spirit of Yahweh, of my God, is none of his. They're not mine. He's not claiming them. The Holy Spirit is the seal of promise. The word tells us so. And so now we have Paul, who has come upon the scene. He has come to this gathering of people, and these gathering of people are worshiping and doing the things that they believe are correct. But they're missing an ingredient. They're missing a piece of the puzzle. And you know, if you're coming together and you don't know all that you're supposed to have, God bless your heart. I mean, you know, you're just doing the best that you can at that moment in time. But when it's revealed unto you, come on. When he gives you something by revelation, now he's expecting you to walk in it. So he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Also, there's a school of thought that says, when I believe, I automatically receive the Holy Spirit. No, you're believing. You're making a way for the receiving. But believing and receiving don't happen simultaneously. You got to believe that the Holy Ghost is real. You got to believe that there's power in the Holy Ghost. You got to believe that he will give it to you. And then you ask for it. And why are you asking? Because you believe. You believe, then you ask, and then what does he do? He sets you up to receive it. He'll give it to you. So this washes that out of the way. Why are you dealing with this? Because this is the season where we're counting down to when the Holy Ghost first fell. This is the problem with the church. The church is not operating in the power that it's designed to be operating in. Apostle just talked about it today. We're not moving and excited about this power that's sitting inside of us. I just want the power to get a job and then I'm going to put it on the shelf. I just want the power to get over this sickness that the doctor told me, and then after that I'm going to put it on the shelf and then I'll grab it when something else that I need. No. The Holy Ghost is there to manifest, to perform. It's not just for you laying hands on yourself for healing, but it's for you to lay hands on other folks for healing. Come on. Come on. That's what it's for. And so he asked them, he says, well, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And they said unto him, we haven't even heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Third verse says what? And he said unto them, well, how were you baptized? Let's find out. What y'all coming together. What y'all doing? Have you even been baptized? And they says, well, we were baptized unto Johannes' baptism. And so the fourth verse said, well, then said Paul or Shaul, John, if you got John's baptism, he verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him that would come after him. So John the Baptist was going out there baptizing people. But after he baptized, he was saying, but I'm there. After you get this, you're just getting this for repentance of sins to acknowledge, hey, that you need this. But after I go, there's one coming greater than me. And when you get a hold of that, after he's finished performing what he needs to do, that you will be able to be baptized in his name, I suggest you get baptized in his name. He's coming. But until he comes, I'm going to give you a temporary. I'm going to give you something that you can use right here and right now. And that is on Mashiach Yeshua. Fifth verse says, and when they, after they heard, they did something. After they heard it, after they heard what? After they heard that word. See, the word goes out in the power of the Holy Ghost. See, when you speak a word, something supernatural happens. When you speak the word, in the name of Yeshua, I am healed. In his stripes, I'm healed. And then something supernatural starts to take place. Because the Holy Ghost is in the word, y'all. Who believes that? I believe there's power in the word. And when you hear the word, when it's uttered, and you hear it, and you believe it, something happens. If your heart is right, come on. If your heart is right, you're gonna get it. This is the problem. So why is it so cold in the church world at times? Why are we just kind of stagnant? It's a heart thing. Is your heart right? We're talking in Bible study. If you don't obey a command, that means you don't believe it. So a lot of believers are sitting here in the pew, well, in the chairs, but they're not believing. You got to do the whole thing. You got to hear the word and you got to believe the word. And when you hear the word and believe the word, then you can speak the word and then something supernatural can take place in your life. It never fails. If you believe. I don't understand how you can even call yourself a believer if you don't believe. I tell you, just call yourself a Christian. Why you say that? Because there are a lot of people that say they're Christian, but they just think that they go, because they go to church, they're good. You got to work this thing. If you come here thinking that you're just a good person just because you come to church and that's going to give you some brownie points with the kingdom, you come to the wrong place. You got to work this thing. You got to work. Because Yeshua says, I work. Yeshua says himself, I'm Yeshua and I work. And my Father, which is in heaven, he work. And the Holy Ghost is working. So what you think, if you're with us, if you hanging with us, guess what? You working. Where do you get off with the idea that you can be attached to the kingdom, but you ain't got to do no work? Is anybody down with the kingdom? Is anybody down for work? All right. This is, you got to work. And the word even tells you, even your own salvation, you got to what? It says work, you got to work your own salvation. It takes work for me just to keep myself right. I got to work. I got to keep on this mind in check. Because we're talking about transformation. I always got to match what I was before. I'm not competing with nobody else. I'm competing with the best me that's available. The best me. And the best me is the me that goes all the way in for the kingdom.
The best me is the me that allows the Holy Ghost to work and renew my mind so much that my thoughts are renewed. The way I talk is renewed. The way I act is renewed. Stuff that I do is renewed. That's what I'm talking about. That's the best me. I can't compare myself with Ricky. Ricky is Ricky. Tom is Tom. I don't know about you, but it takes enough work for me just to keep my... That's why I don't understand why y'all up in everybody else's business, because you need to work your own stuff out. You want to speak into people's life, but you need to speak into your own life. First. You know, you got these people out here. Oh, I got a word for you. Oh, you do? Well, how are you living? First. Let's get that straight. But they want to operate in something. But it has to be genuine. So I got to work my salvation. I have to be able to hear the word and let it become alive in me. But my heart has to be right. I got to be open. Holy Ghost, what you say? Sometimes he says, Tom, shut up. Why did you say Pastor Tom? Because he don't call me Pastor Tom. He says, Tom, shut up. And I got to be, okay, you're right. Wait, where are you going with that thought? Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. Holy Ghost, sir. We put it together. It's work. I got to. The word says, gird up the loins of your mind. You got to wrap your mind up sometime, because your mind will come spilling out your thoughts and all this stuff. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Abba, for the Holy Ghost that allows me to, and the word that... Tell your neighbor, wrap it up. That's the whole point in transformation. I'm comparing myself to what I used to be, to what I'm supposed to be. And if people don't see that there is a change, that's why he sent the Holy Ghost, because he's like, you can't transform without the Holy Ghost. You can change, but you can't transform. Right? I'm reminded of Wonder Woman. Remember that? The old one, not the new stuff. And she would get behind that trash can and she would spin. And what happened? And I remember the first episode. She was trying to spin. Her mama was trying to teach her how to spin, and she spun and nothing happened. And she was like, girl, you got to believe that you got the power. And she spun again and couldn't do it. But finally, she was like, okay, I'm going to access this power. And she spun around and boom! She had the red boots on. Does anybody believe that they got the power of the Holy Ghost, the same power that raised Yeshua from the dead, the same power that created the heavens and the earth dwelling inside of you? And Ricky and I was talking about that backstage. All of these lessons and all of these books and things that we're dealing with is trying to get you to understand that you got nuclear spiritual power inside of you. And you're not going to be able to make it without accessing it. You can't do it. But your heart has to be right to receive. So when these people heard it, if I was one of those people, I'd be like, whoa, 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 whoa. You talking about power? You talking about the real deal? We hadn't even heard where they'd be. I can imagine. They were amongst themselves. They were like, what? He's talking about the Holy Ghost. What? And they were open to what Shaul and his boys were talking about. And all the scripture probably doesn't say. They were probably saying, boy, if you could have seen the stuff that we seen, if you saw the miracles, if you saw the shadow passing over people because we had the Holy Ghost, and because our shadows were going down the street, people were healed just from touching our shadow, just from the shadow going by. All the miracles and all that. Let us tell you what happened on that day of Pentecost. So when they heard about how important this was, they say, hey, come on. I'm in. Where's the water? So they were baptized in the name of Yeshua. And sixth verse says what? And when Paul, Shaul, had laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came on them and they spake with tongues and prophesied. That's what he told us. That was going to be the signs and the wonders. That's how we would know. That's the evidence. That's the evidence. Wow. In some ways, I wish that we were still living in that Acts time in a way. Because the people that got it, they got it. And not only did they get it, but they was like, what I got? I got to tell some. I got to let y'all know, let you in on what this power is going on. There ain't nothing like it. There ain't nothing like it. You got to grab hold of this. I got to tell you, if you ain't got it yet, you got to get it. And these people were already baptized in John's name, in John's baptism. And when they heard that there was a more excellent way, they said, give it to me. They wanted it. And that this is the thing I miss in the Church of Acts. They had a hunger for that power. They wanted the power of the Holy Ghost, that power of Yahweh operating in their lives. Today, we've become so selfish. We've become so self-centered that we only want it. We only want the power for our requests. But we don't want to use the power to do more. We just want to be beneficial. I just want to sit down and be blessed. So you got people who just come and they'll just want the worship and they just want to suck up all the atmosphere. But then they don't want to connect to the kingdom. How can I tell people? And you know what you can do? You ain't got to, listen. If you do this thing this way it's supposed to do, you don't necessarily have to usher. You don't have to be in a choir. You don't have to work with the kids ministry. You don't have, just go out there and tell people and bring some folks up in here. How about that?
That's work.
And if we can get a few good men and women who got the Holy Ghost, who want to get out there and tell somebody about the power of it, then if you bring them in, then yeah, all you have to do is sit down and just be blessed. Because you done already worked out there. And it's the truth. We've all been given the ministry of reconciliation. But this is a problem. Help us, Father. Go to Acts. And don't do this. Yeah, go to Acts, the first chapter. And I want you to go to the 8th verse. This is the problem. Wherein lies the problem? I only have a few more minutes, family, because this is first Sunday. We spent time in communion, and I don't have the same amount of time, but I'm going to let the Holy Ghost move and do what he has to do in this appointed time. So if you go to the 8th verse, this is Yeshua before he leaves telling them, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And with that power, you will, or you shall be, witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all of Judea and in Samaria. And I said this previous weeks, Compton, Inglewood, Long Beach, L.A., the Valley. You're going to be witnesses. This is the thing that is a disconnect. And I'll show you in the next scripture. And he said to the other apostles, in the 9th verse says, and when he had spoken, this is Yeshua, these things, while they beheld, he was taken up. And a cloud received him out of their sight. So Yeshua, after he told them the Holy Ghost is coming, don't do nothing, and you're going to receive power, and you're going to be witnesses of me, boom, whoosh, he ascended. 10th verse. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, and look up, y'all. Okay. Two men stood by them in white apparel. Angels. 11th verse. Which also said, ye men of Galilee. Why? Get this. Why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This is the problem that we have. Look up again. This is where we are today. You believers today in 2018, y'all gazing. What does gazing mean? Oh, when I get to heaven, he there, what a day. Well, he there and he ain't necessarily right here with me no more. What happens when you're gazing? You ain't working. This is a problem. I love y'all, but you're gazing. And even the angels that were there said, why are you, what are you standing here for? You know, because if we're like, oh, Yeshua's gone. He can remember, he's gone right now. And there's no motion, there's no movement, there's no operation, there's no manifestation. And he said, what are you looking for? This same Yeshua, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner. Have you seen him go? In other words, you seen the way that he left? Well, he's coming back the same way. And when he comes back, he doesn't want to see you still gazing up into the heavens. He is expecting when he comes back that you have worked and you have done what he had commissioned you to do. You have tapped into your purpose, what you're supposed to be, your destiny. And when he comes back, he can get a report from you. What you do? Did you work or were you still looking up? Because this is the problem. You folk in 2018, when is he coming back? He coming back. But you ain't ready for him to come back yet. And why aren't you ready? Because you haven't done the work that you're supposed to do. Oh, we in these last days. Yes, he's coming back. First of all, and then some people are just, they're not gazing, they're in a daze. Because some believers don't necessarily believe that he is coming back. Anybody seen and I use pop culture, popular culture, things that are going on because it kind of helps y'all connect. Anybody seen Avengers yet? All right. Well, somewhere in the movie, people are, spoiler alert. If you haven't seen it, close your ears. It's been out 2 weeks. I don't know what to say about y'all. But there's a point where people are disappearing, they're evaporating. They're going away. Almost like a rapture kind of situation. I mean, visually you're thinking that because people are disappearing. But are you ready for Yeshua's return? Have you done like work before you get caught? Those of you who are getting caught up, yeah. This is a problem. The enemy don't want you to be effective before Yeshua comes back. He don't want you to accomplish anything before Yeshua comes back. He don't want you operating in the Holy Ghost. And if we don't believe that Yeshua is coming back, then what are we doing this for? I mean, I believe he's coming back, because if I didn't, it's 1:21. I would be sitting up in somebody's brunch turning up. That's where I would be. I know, because I love brunches. And when I'm not here with y'all, when I'm on vacation, you best believe. If I'm not here on a Sunday or if I'm on vacation, an apostle is here teaching, you best believe at 1:20, Pastor Tom is not in front of the computer looking at iChurch. He's at a brunch somewhere. I'm just being real about it. But I haven't, have we been to a Sunday brunch yet? See, that's my wife. She, you know. Oh, y'all, her birthday was Thursday. Give it up for First Lady Stephanie Washington. Her birthday. That's my girl, my baby mama. And we haven't been at a decent brunch on Sunday all year, because we believe he's coming back, and we've been here working every Sunday. We've been here in the trenches. We've been trying to do the work, because the word says there's going to come a time that night cometh and nobody can do no work. It's going to be too late. So we got to work. And so we can't stand gazing and dazing. We got to do something. That's what the Holy Ghost is for. The Holy Ghost is for you to operate in a perpetual motion, that you are moving and working until he comes back, that you're telling people about this. And that's what Shiloh wanted. They were like, okay, well, I'm sure that when the angel told them, hey, the same way you see him up in heaven, why y'all standing here? The same way he's going up, the same way is he coming back. So y'all better get to work now. Yeah. Get to moving. Yeah. And what did they do? They got to moving. So let's go here. It was like he going to another verse. Yeah, I only have one time for one more passage. Let's go to Mark, the 16th chapter. This is another account of the ascension of Yeshua. We find in Mark. We find in the Gospel of Mark. Go to Mark 16, the 15th verse. And he said unto them, this is another correlation, another description of what happened. And he said, go ye into some areas. Only the places that I want to go to. And I'm going to keep, listen, he told us to go everywhere. But I'm about to tell y'all something. If he called for a ministry, y'all better get busy here in Long Beach. Because if he called for a ministry to be established in Hawaii, I'm out. I'm looking for a pastor to be here in Long Beach. And if you want to see Pastor Tom, he gonna be at 3CHA. I'm letting y'all know. Well, I'm gonna start a worship team down there. We gonna go from island to island to island to island. Anybody down with that? No, I don't have you there. But we got to go to what? Different places, not just the places that we want to go, but we got to go to places where the Holy Spirit is what? Calling us to go to. And he says, preach the word to every creature, 16th verse. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not, there you go. You got to believe this is real. Does anybody believe in the power of the Holy Ghost? I mean, we sing about it, don't we? Evangelist got a song. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, we need it. And everybody gets to popping and jumping up in here. Because we're excited about it. Evidently, we believe it. But then in the song, he's talking about the Holy Ghost, and he says, we need it. Not as optional, not. But we need it. And then he says, I got it. Right? We need it, and we got to believe in it. And the 17th verse says, you got it? And these, and if you believe, these signs shall what? So there's going to be evidence of the transformation. When you get the Holy Ghost, you're transformed, period. When you get the Holy Ghost, it's a whole different ballgame. Who knows? Who got the Holy Ghost and it was like, this is a whole different thing. Whole different thing. We got any new people within the last couple months you got the Holy Ghost? Where you at? Last couple, three. Is it a whole new thing, y'all? They said it's a whole new thing. Come on, give it up for the Holy Ghost. It's a whole new dynamic. And so the 17th verse says, and these signs shall follow them that believe, that in my name shall they what? Why are you wrestling with devils? Why are you letting the enemy mess with you? Why are you crying tears from what the enemy is doing to you? What the enemy is saying to you? You got power over the enemy. In the name of Yeshua. An enemy entity trying to mess with you, trying to give you a report, trying to say you got cancer, trying to say you losing your mind, trying to say you. What are you going to do about it? You going to sit there and cry, or you going to put the name with Holy Ghost behind it? So in my name, they're going to cast out devils. They're going to speak with what? It's a whole new ball game. Evidence. 18th verse. I'm going to leave you with these last three. And they're going to take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, they're going to take on the enemy. Listen, don't listen to these folks that's going around playing with snakes. We're not talking about that. You sitting there with rattlesnakes talking about, he said I would take up serpents. You won't get bit. He's talking about all of the devices of the enemy. You're going to be able to take that on. You're going to be able to overcome that. If they drink any deadly thing and it'll hurt them, he shall lay hands on the sick. Come on. If you really believe, you'll be able to lay hands on the sick and something's going to happen. And guess what? Guess what, y'all? We got a lot of sick folks up in there. So what are you doing sitting down here? You need to be laying hands on folk. Anybody know somebody sick? And you got the Holy Ghost? Then what you waiting for? Evidently, you gazing. Well, let me call my pastor. And maybe he can, No. You got Holy Ghost. You should be bold. Somebody sick around you? Say, come on, we gonna pray. Right now. Right now. Come on. Let's go. I remember that. My mom, she used to go to Virginia. And there was no place for her to, she wanted to witness to her family. And there was no place for her to necessarily go, and because when somebody say they ready for the Holy Ghost and they ready to be baptized, you better be ready. Because in that moment of time, I don't understand these churches where it's like, oh, well, we'll baptize you next month. You want me to wait a month to get baptized? Uh-uh. You come up here tomorrow at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock a.m. and say, or 9 or 8, and you say you want to be baptized, we got some water for you. Done. And so in those moments, she would use a bathtub. She'll turn on the water. Rita want to get baptized. And guess what? We baptized them in the name of, at the time, Jesus then, when she was baptized. But they were ready to be baptized, and we baptized them. Right then. And right there. Are y'all ready for that? You go back east. You going to Arkansas, and we ain't got no church in Arkansas, and your family in Arkansas say they want to be baptized. Are you ready? All you got to, this is what you do. If they say they're ready, this is all you got to do. Call the church and say, Pastor Tom, just what is the wording? And you yourself can be like, my family member, upon the confession of your faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Yeshua Mashiach, I now baptize you in the name of Yeshua Mashiach for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost in Yeshua's name. Bathtub, swimming pool, sauna, jacuzzi. I don't know, care what it is. We ready for you, because we want you to go down in the name of Yeshua, and we want you to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Straight up, wherever it is, whenever it is, we're ready. We're ready. So go back home, tell your family, get ready. This is about what we're supposed to do. And we got to be excited about this. How many of you got family members that need, that need? Come on. Let me come now. Who got family members that need transformation? Do you believe that you're a part of that? Okay, so those people that say they got family members, we're going to agree right now. Come on, let's go. I don't know if we'll get the whole house, but touch and agree, even if it's just palm to palm. Come on. This is, see, sometimes you can't wait for them to fly to Long Beach, California. Sometimes you got to go out to the uttermost part and compel them and tell them. So what we're believing for right now,
right there,
is that we go out as an army.
Yeah.
If we got to go back home, let's go back home. If we got to go back east, go back east. If we got to go back west, go back west. If we got to go up north, go up north. If we got to go down south, go down south.
Go! Go get them.
If we got to go to the other side of the world, let's go.
Let's go.
Coast to coast. Right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Father, we've got family members that need the gospel. Hallelujah. We've got loved ones that need the gospel around the globe, maybe in another state, maybe far farther away. They need you.
Yeah.
Yahweh, they need you.
Right now.
Yahweh, they need you.
They need
you. Yahweh, stir us up in a way that we have never been stirred up before. Give us a hunger for the souls of our loved ones and even those that we don't know. We are the army. Father Yahweh, we don't want to still be gazing the same way Yeshua left. When he comes back, we're still looking up in the sky. But rather, Father Yahweh, we want to get busy. Oh! We want your power known. We want your power shown. We want your Holy Ghost demonstrated. And so right now, Move in us. Move in each and every one of us to be that example of transformation, to be that carrier of your gospel, to be that one, that conduit that gets to our family. You said that you would desire no man to be lost. No one, no man, no woman, no child to be lost. Father, we're simply asking this. Here we are. Use us.
Use us.
Use us.
Use us.
Use us. And if we scale it down to personal, use me. Use me. Say it. Use me.
Use me.
Tell them, y'all.
Use me.
Tell them, use you.
Use me.
Say it like you believe it. Say, use me. Father Yeshua did not die and was resurrected in vain. He did it for us, and he did it for us to tell someone. So right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua, use us and use us like you've never used us before. Work on us like you've never worked on us before, Father Yahweh. And we'll serve you. We'll serve you. We'll serve you. We'll serve you. And make it personal. Say, I'll serve you. I'll serve you.
I'll stop you.
He's worthy to be served. Not just worshiped, but served. So, Father Yahweh, teach us, reach us, teach us how to reach others, Father. Show us by the Holy Ghost. Let this word that's been going forth become real and alive in our lives, Father Yahweh. So we thank you for this, Father. We praise you for this. And after we say Aman, we're gonna go forth in a roar of praise, Father Yahweh, knowing that everything that we've spoke over our families. And right now, Father, right now, wherever you are, speak your family's name. Or it could be the last name. Just speak that family's name right now.
Washington.
Brother Reeves. Call them out. All over the room. Call out those last names of that family that you're covering. Oh, I see. And Father, by your Holy Ghost, all these families that have been spoken out in this atmosphere, Father Yahweh, send your spirit right now. Send your spirit, Father, to touch the hearts, even right now, to compel the hearts, so that when they hear that word, when they hear it, they'll act on it. They'll move. And they'll say, baptize me. Lay hands on me that I may be filled with the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you.
Thank you.
And we praise you for the power of your spirit that is moving right now, that will be moving tomorrow and forevermore. And we give you glory for it. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Aman and aman. Really quick.